Hello and welcome to The Print, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I'm Sharan Puvanna in Bengaluru, and today we discuss why the boiling over simmering dissent within the BJP in Karnataka. The BJP under former Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa has seen an outpouring of dissent as several senior leaders have come out against the 81-year-old and his tightening grip over the party. Leading this charge is senior Karnataka BJP leader K.S. Ishwarappa, who's spearheading this charge against the former chief minister, who's facing increasing dissent against his tightening grip on the party in the state. Two senior leaders have a history of conflict, with Ishwarappa having accused Yediyurappa and his family of interference, mismanagement and authoritarianism in the past. Moreover, ever since the ticket distribution for Lok Sabha elections was finalized in Karnataka, simmering dissent has boiled over in the party ranks, with several leaders accusing Yediyurappa of overlooking seniors to accommodate members of his family and close circles in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. In 2019, the BJP won an unprecedented 25 out of the 28 Lok Sabha seats, and this time it has tied up with former Prime Minister H.T. Devegowda-led Janata Dal Secular, or JDS, to win all 28. With weeks to go before the two phases of polling in Karnataka on 26th April and May 7th, the outpouring of dissent against Yediyurappa or threats to contest as independents over denial of tickets is likely to have a bearing on the party campaign. Among those determined to run as an independent is Ishwarappa, who has voiced his dissent, gaining support from state party leaders and catching the attention of the party's central leadership in Delhi. He went as far as to say that he will continue in the race even if Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits its home. On Wednesday, Ishwarappa was even summoned to Delhi by Union Home Minister Amit Shah but was not granted a meeting. Speaking to reporters in Bengaluru after his return, the former Deputy CM Ishwarappa said that Shah's refusal to meet him was tacit approval for him to contest as an independent. According to political analyst Sandeep Shastri, Ishwarappa will be no more than an irritant and not a game changer in Shivamogga. Shastri said that Ishwarappa contesting as an independent is unlikely to change the outcome of the election in Yediyurappa's home district, Shivamogga. But on the open air of dissent against Yediyurappa, Shastri said it was the manifestations of long-drawn conflicts within the party. He called this a proxy war within the BJP. Despite the internal turmoil, including personal attacks from Ishwarappa after his son was denied a ticket, and Basangowda Patil Yetnal, among others, there has been no significant action against dissenters speaking against Yediyurappa. Last month, after Ishwarappa's son K.E. Kantesh was denied a ticket, the leader started to make more personal attacks against his senior party colleague. There have also been several allegations against Yediyurappa's younger son Vijayendra, whom party seniors have accused of running a parallel government at the behest of his father between 2019 and 2021, as well as surfacing of an open letter in early 2020 against Yediyurappa and his family. The letter was purportedly written by a section of BJP leaders and ministers to catch the attention of the top brass over Vijayendra's interference in administration, including day-to-day running of the government. Having lost power in 2023 assembly elections in Karnataka, the rising dissent against Yediyurappa over ticket distribution and control of the party has given the Congress hope of gaining lost ground. The Congress has used Yediyurappa to emphasize that the tallest Lingayat leader was humiliated by the BJP. Yediyurappa, who has been chief minister a record four times, was compelled to step down twice amid allegations of corruptions in 2011 and 2021. In 2021, the spotlight was on B.L. Santosh, the BJP's National General Secretary organization, who has been at odds with Yediyurappa and influenced candidate selection in last year's assembly elections. However, after the BJP was reduced to just 66 in the 224 assembly seats in Karnataka last year, Yediyurappa has managed to regain all the lost ground. He reinstated Jagdish Shetter, who had openly blamed Santosh for denying him a ticket, appointed his son Vijayendra as the state president, and secured a union cabinet position for Shobha Karandlaje. Despite facing allegations of non-performance, Karandlaje even replaced Sadanand Gowda in Bengaluru North. Though Yediyurappa managed to wrest control of the party, his son being named as a party chief led to an outpouring of dissent which manifested into open rebellion from the likes of Ishwarappa and Sadanand Gowda. Meanwhile, though Yediyurappa did not manage to secure tickets for all his loyalists, he's largely been successful in denying opportunities to those who went against him, overtly or covertly. All those who were considered close to Santosh or those who had spoken out against Yediyurappa were left out of the 25 candidate list so far. Notable figures like Nalin Kumar Kattil, D.V. Sadanand Gowda, Pratap Simha and C.T. Ravi were denied tickets. B.Y. Raghavendra, Yediyurappa's older son, is contesting on a BJP ticket from Shivamogga for a fourth term, a seat Ishwarappa had threatened to contest as an independent. Meanwhile, Ishwarappa's son was denied a ticket from neighbouring Haveri Gadag seat. Ishwarappa had said that the party leadership had promised his son Kantesh the ticket from Gadag Haveri. Party leaders like Ishwarappa and Sadanand Gowda have pledged to purify the party of elements which they believe are not inherent to the BJP's culture and traditions. Gowda has indicated that certain issues within Karnataka cause embarrassment to the BJP, diminishing the effectiveness of its criticism against the Congress, which it accuses of fostering dynastic politics and allowing power to stay concentrated with the Gandhi family. A former CM of Karnataka, Sadanand Gowda, told the print that the central leadership would begin the cleansing of the state unit after the elections. Thank you for listening. For more from the print, subscribe to the print/subscribe and do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.